University
Radio
Nottingham. Hello and welcome back to URN. We are now beginning The Pulse, the daily news show here at the station. We've got a great lineup of stories for you today, and we're going to begin with our national story, which is about a Banksy in Margate, which has been removed within hours of creation due to safety concerns from the council. So, in Margate, Banksy has claimed that he has created a new piece to celebrate Valentine's Day, which he calls Valentine's Day Massacre, which incorporated a broken freezer and other items which have now been removed by the council, who have said that they will return these items to complete the art piece once they have been made safe. The artist depicts a woman in a 1950s style depiction of a woman over a man who is incorporated into the freezer. One of the residents in the area said that the items have been removed very quickly, saying that this was unusual for the council. Another resident said, "Why did they move these items? It's just silly." So I want to ask the rest of our panelists here, do you guys think it's a bit crazy for the council to remove these things, given it's now been incorporated into a Banksy? It's kind of a strange story, isn't it? Like,
yeah, because it doesn't seem like they're that opposed to the idea of it being there. It seems to be something to do with the broken freezer in some respect.
I think they're claiming the broken freezer can has a safety issue, because there's quite a few broken down freezers on my road. I'm not going to say which road, but there's a few that clearly have been abandoned, and there's not been any issues there. So I think they're probably being a bit overcautious, but. Personally,
yeah,
but.
I mean, I'm surprised it's not been sold off yet within the hour. I mean, usually, the one that appeared in Lent a year or so ago, the Banksy, that was sold off within weeks.
Someone just ripped it off for.
Someone ripped
that
off the wall. Yeah, it's a bit bizarre, really. I mean, I'm not sure why they'd do it. I'm not sure what the safety concern is. Maybe they're. I mean, I don't really know what it is about the freezer that's concerning to them. I wonder whether it's maybe that they're worried about people going there. And perhaps they're just sort of removing the freezer so they've got time to put in safety arrangements or whatever.
Maybe but it put just a fence seem around like a, it.
Yeah,
charge it just, entry.
Yeah, probably. It does just seem like a bizarre thing to do.
I feel like also it's interesting that they removed it because, if there's a Banksy piece, you'll find that normally people will go to that area to see the artwork. For example, I don't really ever Google Margate, but today I did Google it because I wanted to see what Banksy's artwork looked like there. So I feel like there could be some benefits to the area by keeping it there. So I'm not really sure why they've removed it. I guess they hadn't really considered that part.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other things that the residents say is that, they were joking about how that freezer's been there, quote, for weeks and weeks, and it's only just been removed because now it's become a Banksy. So it's sort of ironic that council just leaves stuff lying around, yeah. And then as soon as it becomes a news story, they're like, "Oh, quick, we've got to make it look like we care about loitering and fly tipping and all that." I do think it's a bit. I do feel like probably the council are going to put it back for in the hope that people will look up the area, maybe go. There's a great photo in the piece where you've got these clearly binmen or council workers who are just picking up this freezer, and then there's just a whole crew of film cameramen and reporters standing there just in this random alley. I feel like that was probably quite a strange image for those kind of removal men when they came that day, thinking if they didn't know what was already going on. I mean, I guess it to you guys, it raises like a more general point, which is like, should like, if an artist creates something like in public, should that be protected? Like, if Banksy makes a piece, should people be able to like remove it, or should that kind of that area be maintained because of the artist that's created something there?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, sort of culturally. It's difficult because obviously, like, it is public property, or possibly private property, depending on where it's. I think that was just like an alleyway. But I don't really know. I mean, I think that conversations like that, particularly around art like this, which is obviously has a political message behind it, they're important really for the conversation currently, and I think Banksy holds a lot of weight in sort of opening up these kind of conversations. So I think that it's a tough one. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I would say it is a difficult one, because if you're putting artwork that is in the public space and on public property, it's different to having artwork in, say, like a museum or a gallery or somewhere where it's like a dedicated space for artwork. I'd say, yeah, I don't really have like a real answer either.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is probably a difficult question. I guess what I was thinking about was like, say, for example, if I go like graffiti a wall, not that I do this, local council, but if I was to go graffiti a wall, obviously that would be vandalism and the council would probably like try and clean that off.
Yeah.
But if I was Banksy and I go and like did a very similar thing, right? If I go and created something on a public wall, then I would probably be heralded and, you know, people would flock to go and see it. So there's a weird kind of like irony I was just thinking about, like how it's like when some artists do things like this, it's kind of popular, but when other people who are maybe not doing it for different reasons, but they're still like doing something creative in public, there's a very different reaction to it. And I wonder, and I was just thinking about like, I wonder why that is. I guess also there's an interesting thing around like Banksy and how if you make art that's in the public, that's in public, then anyone can go and see it. You know, it's not locked behind like a gallery. I mean, imagine if Banksy did do like gallery exhibitions, he could probably charge an arm and a leg for that, given how popular he is. But I think part of the charm, right, is that anyone can go and see it. It's available for the public, for everyone to view.
Definitely.
I guess that's like kind of the point of Banksy's artwork, like the message he's putting across is that his artwork essentially is just graffiti. It is basically the same as any other member of the public graffitiing a wall in an alleyway. But we put value on his artwork, and I guess him not making money off of that is, I don't know, I guess a point that he's making about art, that it should be for everyone and that everyone should be able to do it.
Yeah, no, and there is obviously, people have commented on the kind of political message that Banksy's trying to show with this piece. So the artwork itself depicts a 1950s housewife with a swollen eye and missing tooth, apparently shutting a man into a freezer. And there have been many comments online that have sort of said this is a message about like domestic violence and violence against women, which I think is quite kind of provocative. I think it's quite interesting he does that on Valentine's Day, you know, kind of something where normally people are talking about like, you know, the positivity of like relationships. He's sort of going the opposite way, saying, you know, he's sort of taking a different angle to it. But I guess that it gets the message out, right, to do it today than any other.
Yeah, especially how commercial Valentine's Day is, sort of like
it's definitely,
it definitely offers like a stark contrast, particularly with the sort of rise and prevalence of, and highlighting of violence against women. It does offer that quite kind of sharp juxtaposition of all of this sort of being constantly fed to through the media as, oh, go and do this on Valentine's Day, do this, that, and with the sort of more sort of stark human message of a sort of quite ugly truth rule, and only sort of in the public sphere at least coming to acknowledge.
I think also that the name of the artwork kind of plays into that idea. So it's called Valentine's Day Mascara, So in the artwork, you can see that the woman has like a tooth missing and a black eye. And in the same way that women who are victims of domestic abuse would use makeup to kind of cover up the abuse that they're facing, like Valentine's Day is sometimes used as a cover up, as kind of this idealistic idea of love and relationships, which often isn't the case. And I think that's, I guess, just the message of the art.